Now sharks. Just saying the word can send shivers down the spines of some. But as Hari Srinivasan found in this report, studying their skin could be key to fighting disease and is on the cutting edge of the larger push announced at the White House today to contain superbugs. It's part of our Breakthroughs series on innovation and invention.
Can you walk me through the results that we've gotten so far?
In a Colorado laboratory, 1,000 miles from the ocean, a team of scientists is trying to use the skin of a shark to save the lives of humans. The company called Sharklet Technologies has invented a man-made material that, like the skin of a shark, repels deadly bacteria. Sharklet CEO Mark Speaker.
We use textures inspired by the skin of sharks to control bacteria on surfaces. No chemicals, no antibiotics, no heavy metals. It really is just the shape of the surface that the bacteria don't like.
Scientist Ethan Mann shows how bacteria, in this case a common staph germ, has trouble both attaching and growing to the sharklet pattern.
We compare a smooth surface right next to a sharklet surface. There's 10 to 100 more bacteria on a smooth surface compared to a sharklet surface.
Speaker and his team hope to bring sharklet into hospitals.
We've got different kinds of films. You can take those, just peel and stick them.
They've created a textured film which can be attached to high-touch areas like handrails and doorknobs.
About 2 million people a year get what are called hospital-acquired infections. That means they went into the hospital for knee surgery or hip surgery, and they ended up getting some kind of infection while they're there that they didn't bring in with them. Of those 2 million people, we spend about $30 billion a year treating those infections, and 100,000 people a year die from those infections.
A superbug outbreak has infected at least 7 patients at a Los Angeles hospital, 2 of whom died.
Recent news reports about superbugs have brought new urgency to the issue.
I think it'll work beautifully.
The idea came from Anthony Brennan, a professor of engineering at the University of Florida.
That's the leading edge.
It all started 14 years ago when Brennan was asked by the Navy to find a way to keep barnacles from attaching to their ships.
As I was doing some evaluations for the Office of Naval Research, I came across this idea of the sharks, the little nurse sharks, and I said they don't get barnacles on them, but a ship sitting at a harbor at a dock will have that same current and they get barnacles.
Is it just a straight sharklet? Or
when Brennan mimicked the surface topography in his lab,
lo and behold, the shark's skin is very effective against the green algae.
Brennan believes the complex texture on a shark creates a dynamic and unstable environment for organisms.
Places that should get clean more but often don't.
This fall, the company released a comparison study showing 94% less bacteria attached to surfaces with the microscopic shark skin pattern. This held true for multi-drug-resistant staph bacteria, or MRSA.
Some of the bacteria that are out there are resistant. They're the multi-drug-resistant bacteria that are resistant to different antibiotics. We just don't want the bacteria to attach to our surface, and when they don't attach, they die. So whether they're resistant or not resistant, they don't like our surface.
Of course, a much simpler way to control the transfer of bacteria is diligent hand washing. Whether hospitals will want to spend money on technology for a problem that can be addressed with sterile washing procedures may be a challenge for the company.
Our pharmacist is working on TPA in the background.
Dr. Margaret Sandy is an associate professor at the University of Colorado Medical School.
We find that hand contact, as clinicians are going quickly from room to room, is often a means of transmission. So the hand can be sort of the source of all evil as we then deal with the devices that we use to treat patients, like catheters, etc., things that become invasive and become a portal for infection for our patients.
And emergency medicine doctor Sandy says nothing should replace rigorous hand washing, but when time is critical, it can be forgotten.
When it really is a matter of life or death, people are always, by their natural instinct, going to jump in, roll up their sleeves, and act. All right, guys, let's go ahead.
Sandy directs the university's Wells Simulation Center, where medical students practice on high-tech mannequins.
Minute by minute, we're adjusting vital signs, we're adjusting lab abnormalities, or the course of the patient, depending on what is done to the patient during that scenario.
All the way down.
Last fall, Sandy conducted a study with the sharklet surface covering high-touch surfaces. like the cart handles and drug vials.
We intentionally had the Staph aureus bacteria, which is a common bacteria, all on the leg of the patient so that they started with a touch of the leg.
Sandy then simulated a pulmonary embolism and cardiac arrest, the same scenario these graduate students were given on the day we visited.
The patient became critically ill and needed to have the defibrillator applied. And they grabbed that cart and they had to engage the defibrillator by pushing the button. We were able to prompt them, essentially, as the case unfolded, to touch certain places in a given sequence.
The surfaces covered with the sharklet film retained fewer germs.
The difference between the sharklet surface and the non-sharklet surface was about a 13-fold decrease in bacteria that transferred onto those surfaces.
While the commercial appeal of sharklet surfaces remains unproven, the companies won support from one key backer, the National Institutes of Health. They awarded them $1.2 million to further develop the technology. I'm Hari Srinivasan for the PBS NewsHour.